I've been thinking how crazy it is that I spend a lot of money going to the gym to get off extra fat when 80% of the world's population has very little food or anything at all. What does this say about God's abundance for all? This thought was brought into sharp focus a short while ago when I was on a bus heading for home after a morning in Oxford. As I boarded the bus, I noticed that a dozen or so very anxious-looking passengers were crammed into the back half of the bus, and one man with a dog was sat in a seat near the front. As I moved down the bus towards the man with a dog, he beckoned me over and pointed to the seat opposite him. "Sit there," he said. "I'm only being kind." He had the appearance of someone who might well have been sleeping rough. "I'm only being kind," he said again, pointing to the seat. A woman sat at the back of the bus shook her head at me so violently that I thought it might well uncouple itself from her neck. As I took up the man's offer and sat down, he held out his hand to me with the end of the dog's lead in it. "I'm Toby," he said. "Would you like to hold her? This is my beautiful Bess." And she was beautiful too, immaculately groomed and turned out, with a very fancy beaded collar. "Do you believe in God?" he asked me, with his brown eyes wide and shiny as conkers. "You see, he brought me my beautiful Bess so that I'd never be lonely. Well, how could I be?" As the bus filled up and people were left with no choice as to where they could sit, Toby, probably picking up their anxiety, started to get fidgety. A few more passengers were asked the question, "Would you like to hold my dog?" They each in turn declined. "Which is your stop?" I asked. "Oh, I can get off anywhere. Makes no difference to me," he said. And a few stops later, holding out his heavily nicotine-stained hand to shake mine, he said with a toothy grin, "Thank you for talking to me." And Bess and he were gone. Now, meeting Toby and Bess certainly ranks up there with some of the richest encounters of my life. Toby had so very little in a material sense, but the little he did have he thanked God for and was keen to share with those willing to receive from him. He was obviously shunned by many of the people he encountered, but he continued time and time again, ever hopeful, to offer his acts of kindness. I have much to learn from him.